Sheeman, Shepherd, Shakira, 99.3 ESPN. So yes, Pete Shepherd, this is Shakira. She'll be part of the halftime show with J-Lo.
Great.
As we mentioned,
they'll have a fight on
last
stage.
Hour, they're not getting along. They're competing for stage time. The act is too long. The NFL has to have them cut it. They were going to perform together, but then it turned out they wanted to kind of do their own thing separately. But now it's taking too much time, and they're fighting.
I wish I cared how long one was going to get two more minutes than the other. I just think 99% of the country doesn't. It's a good story. I'm not saying we shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
No, you're wrong. 99.1% of the country doesn't.
I think you
care.
Need to get on board because your audience is all over this.
You're going
to
watch it no matter what. So you,
of course.
It's Shakira and J-Lo.
I'll have it on the background.
Just
but
the
I'm not,
prospect of a wardrobe malfunction makes you watch.
Well, I'm a gentleman. I don't look for those things.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
Quality in a show.
Don't we have a Twin Peaks Twitter poll on these?
Family values.
Yeah, we do, actually. At 99.3 ESPN Radio, J-Lo or Shakira. Wow. J-Lo. 111 votes. J-Lo with 56% of the vote. Shakira, 44% of the vote.
See, that's how I thought it'd go. But anyway. All right, we'll keep an eye
on
that. You
know what? People, I think, go buy her movies more than anything. He's actually had some clunkers, but.
Oh, she's had some terrible movies, but
one?
She's had some great ones.
She's had one of the all-time worst movies of all time. Gigli?
Gigli. That is
Gigli.
That is right up there with Al Pacino's movie. I think it was called Simone. And it was 2002. We're flying out to the Super Bowl, the Raiders in that week, and Tampa Bay.
The Bucks.
And that's the movie they showed. This is before, and my DVD wasn't working.
Wow.
I had to watch that. That I think could be the worst movie ever made. Simone.
Let me update people on a couple of things. We just the Sheeman and Shepherd
cash grab word.
Thank you. Too much sleep last night. Is succeed. SUCCEED. EED. And you could text that into 45911 and you could possibly win $1,000. Do it right now. And if you need our app, which is free, or our website to do it, 993ESPN.com.
Pete,
feel free.
Craig does those words every day after, you know, before he goes home.
Yep.
Last week, and I'm upset at myself that I delete it, he had a word that gave him, I'm not lying, it took four takes.
Oh, it's okay. I can't.
Do you want to know what the word was?
That?
Yeah.
Like
Y-E-A-H. He stumbled, fumbled through it. He goes,
W?
Yeah.
Y-E-A-H.
Yeah.
Hyphen H-A-A-A-A-A-W. Yeah.
And then he started spelling it W. So nope. It was very funny.
That happens.
I'm going to make you feel horrible, Chris. You know how I told you every once in a while I get migraines where I lose my vision?
Dude, I got one in my neck right now.
And
it's hurting.
And my brain misfunctions.
Was that
happening that day? That last half hour of the show?
I don't feel terrible.
And you just made fun of a guy having a stroke.
No, my neck is killing me right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's been hurting like the last 3 days.
All right.
Well, I get through it.
I got another question about you when we get back. It's time now for a sports center.
Hold on, guys.
What?
We're giving out the wrong word. It's success.
Success is the word.
I don't know. I didn't hear it. S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Yes.
I think I'm having another.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S is
put
the code word.
Would you put a double E?
I can't read.
No, he said succeed.
No, I scribbled it. I couldn't read my own writing. And by the way, I'm not having a migraine right now. And I can see perfectly fine. My bad.
Oh, gosh. Success. And don't text it to us.
No.
45911. Glamour shot. Success works. Succeed did not. Of course, because succeed's not the word.
This segment is not a success.
No, it's not.
S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
But you know what it is?
What?
Sports Center Rundown. No. Here's Chris.
Introduces himself.
College basketball tonight on 99.3 ESPN starts at 6:45. The ninth-ranked Seminoles host unranked Virginia. You can watch the game 7 o'clock on ESPN2. The Miami Heat back on the court tonight after losing back-to-back games to the Nets and Knicks. They host the Spurs tonight at 7:30. And the Pelicans announced today rookie forward Zion Williamson scheduled to make his NBA debut. next week, January 22nd, against the San Antonio Spurs.
I got a question about Chris. Pete, you know, Chris got a haircut 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, it was very Billy Idol-esque.
It's awesome. Well,
pretty good.
Is it possible his hair looks longer since he got the haircut?
Well, no, because it
Who
was
gets
poofed,
a haircut now
it was
longer.
Poofed and spiked, and now he doesn't have the mousse in it.
Right, I don't have the mousse in it today.
So
that's
it's been
the key.
Depoofed.
No,
right.
No, even yesterday I thought, wow, you got a haircut, your hair actually looks longer.
Well, you know what it is? It's because it's short on the sides, but it's long in the back.
Party in the back?
No, business in the front, party in the back. You look at me from, you know, straight on, and you go, wow, that's a clean-cut individual. You look at me from behind, you go, dude likes to party.
Okay. Now, do you like the haircut?
I love the haircut.
I like the haircut.
I love the haircut. I'm a big fan of the mullet right
Does
now.
Does your wife like the haircut?
Hates it.
What? Now, when you came home with your haircut, what do you mean? How did that go down? Because this is going to lead to another question, but go ahead.
Well, she saw me from the front to start, and she goes, oh, you got a haircut. Okay. I go, yeah. And then I turned my head.
Yeah.
And I pulled the back of my hair where it's long like a mullet.
Yeah.
And
But it's not even
It's not
a mullet.
It's the beginning workings of a mullet. It's the beginning workings.
If your hair grows as fast as your facial hair, you won't have a mullet
no,
until
my 2040. My hair grows very fast. I have to get a haircut every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It just gets all over the place. Right. If not.
So she just flat out told you, Chris, I hate your hair.
Yes. She said, no, you didn't. And I thought like she was going to smile at some point. And the smile never came.
So she's angry about it.
She does not like this haircut.
She's embarrassed by your appearance.
She is.
But to grow a mullet, I mean, we think, you know.
I'm not going like Billy Ray Cyrus mullet. I'm going like Ricky Fowler mullet.
All right, now here's my spinoff question.
What about Coach Oklahoma State?
Gundy?
Gundy.
Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
All right, so let me ask you this. Have our wives ever come home with a new haircut, style, and or color, and we didn't like it, number one?
Yes.
And number two?
Never.
You're such a weenie.
Always. Always.
All right. Always
beautiful
love it.
And lovely.
And could we turn around and tell the missus what Chris's wife said to him? Oh, I hate it. Right there on the spot. Can you do that?
No. No, we
can never be honest.
No.
Men can never be honest with their women about what we think about their hair.
Right.
Why?
So I don't know.
It's an unwritten rule. You never.
Is it an unwritten rule of baseball? You can't make fun of, not make fun of.
Never ask a woman if she's pregnant. Never ask her age. Never ask about her hair color. And never, ever go into the pocketbook. Or purse or whatever.
Oh, I'll go in and take $20 out of my wife's purse.
Unless you get permission first.
Well, here's the deal with my wife's purse. Every time I ask her for something, she goes, oh, it's in my purse. Go get it. I do the, oh.
Oh, I go get it.
No.
But I don't look
at it. I call her purse the black hole. You can't find anything in there. I could be swooshing around for days and never find the checkbook or a credit card or cash. You can't find anything in there. Ever.
It's like they go on, let's make a deal. They'll, you know, do you have an egg timer?
So I found a way to get around that.
What, telling the wife you don't like the hairstyle or
no,
the purse?
No, God, no.
Okay.
No, the purse thing.
Okay. What's that? What's the way around?
Not an idiot.
Wow.
When a girl gets a new purse, she likes it to be organized.
Yeah.
So there's your key.
Right.
Just buy her a new purse.
Oh. Okay.
Like, that's the key. Unfortunately.
See, you buy her a new purse? You can't do that.
Well, it
happened. They won't like it.
It happened for Christmas.
There's no way.
No, that's no.
Unless she specifically gives you a picture and a type and says, please get me. This is what I wanted. But if you deviate from that even a little bit,
it will be stuck in the closet
with a bunch of other stuff that never gets worn.
If it has the word Gucci or Coach or something, you can't go wrong. They'll be happy with it.
My wife sends me, she sent me Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, yeah.
So she got a nice new Louis Vuitton, a Louis Vuitton.
Sounds stellar.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
Them things are expensive, man.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, they are.
I said, how much? No, I want one. Yeah, one.
I've seen the ripoff versions, and they're really nice, too. I told you, there's a great place. They will come on Canal Street in New York City. It separates Chinatown from Little Italy. There are some awesome sort of illegal stores that are legal that they will come out and get you and bring you up, and you will be stunned at the quality. Stunned!
Oh, it's great quality, but it's like, so it's like the Cohiba thing for you, Pete. A Cohiba the wrapper, the dots have to line up or else you know it's fake.
Yep.
There are the same tells for purses.
Agreed. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, women have that. It's like they have x-ray vision.
And your wife knows the towel?
Oh, yeah. She's figured this out.
Have you ever tried to slip one by her with a fake
purse?
No,
they all do. They all know it.
Okay.
No. Wow. 80s Miami Party says, here's what I do when my wife comes home with a bad hairstyle. Just do this. That style looked better on my ex-wife, but okay on you.
Ooh. Oh, that's going to be another ex-wife.
941, my wife asked me once if she looked too fat in a pair of jeans. I wasn't really paying attention. I said, not really. Yeah, slept on the couch.
I do that all the time. Not the fat thing, but my wife will talk to me and I'll just say something that has no relevance to the conversation.
Right.
And then she gets mad at me for not listening.
Well, we get the questions, do I wear these shoes or these shoes with this outfit? And I don't care.
It doesn't matter what we say because the answer is inevitably wrong.
Over the years, I've just gotten to the point. Like I'm like, Chris, I just pick one and move on. And she's like, you didn't put any thought into that.
Boom. And then you get this. Don't patronize me. Don't agree with me just for sake of agreeing. Well, what? This is the same thing we go through with drapes and carpets sometimes. I'm like, or pillows. It doesn't matter what I say. You're going to pick out and buy the ones that you want anyway. So why even ask?
Yeah.
Because you're part of this. You want your input. Well, I give you my input, and then you don't like it. And the one rug I did like in the old place you got rid of in 4 months, which I thought was very ocean-esque and fluffy and kind of eclectic, and it didn't last long.
I bet your dog liked it if it was fluffy.
Well, yeah, it did, but the coffee table was on it. But, yeah, she did like it.
Yeah.
Everybody liked it.
Just a lot of double standards being a guy. That's all I'm trying to point out.
It's always
a
victim.
Yeah, it is. No, seriously, it is. There's a double standard being a guy.
And I get that. Oh, it's so easy being a guy. You just do this and you're ready to go. I you know what? I like being a guy. I'm cool. It's fine.
They're just jealous.
I just don't like to make a lot of decisions. I got to make a lot of decisions in my day. And if I could cut the decision-making in half, then I'm better off. That's all I'm saying.
The shoe thing is really, that is... Don't ask.
Yeah. Yeah.
OJ's got a new tweet, by the way.
Oh, really?
Stop it. There is nothing new in baseball.
Stop it. There's nothing
that's
new
a,
in
baseball. That's it.
Is he giving baseball advice?
Yeah.
Well, this is worth a twin spin here.
I think so. Minute and 21 seconds.
We've got a guest next segment. Do we want to do it now? We're a little ahead of schedule. We've got a couple minutes left.
Yeah,
do you want to do it now? All right.
Punch it up.
Yeah.
Let's fire it up. So OJ actually talking baseball. Normally we do this at 3:45, but this is a brand new. He just released it. It's busy on the West Coast.
A few hours ago, but still.
All right. Well, we just discovered it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Hang on.
OJ Simpson on Twitter
says, stop it. ! There is nothing new in baseball. Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, this morning, all the conversation is about baseball and Cara and who cheated and who took advantage. Well,
Cara?
I got news for you guys. There's nothing new in baseball. I heard a guy today was talking about how noble all of these old players were. Look, none of this is new. One of the reasons why the manager didn't worry about players that were on his team getting traded and then maybe squealing on him, because a lot of this stuff is pretty prevalent. Over the years, back in the day, I had an opportunity to play a fair amount of tennis with Hank Greenberg, a little golf with Mickey Mantle. And when him and his boys got together, you would hear the stories they would tell about all of these old players, you know. What do you think Ty Cobb was doing back in the day? You know, you don't think he was trying to take advantage of virtually everything? Before television, these guys were doing everything. And the fact that a few guys got caught now, well, yeah, I agree. It's wrong, and they should be punished. But I don't want to hear nobody else talk about all the noble players and how disrespectful this is to baseball. Look, there's nothing new in baseball. This has been going on forever. I'm just saying.
I mean... couple pops in him already. You could tell.
Got a sweater on.
Way to make a current reference, OJ. Ty Cobb.
Ty Cobb, one of the most, probably the biggest early racist of all time. A nut job. A great hitter, obviously. He was wacko.
Really?
Wacko. Oh.
Aren't there rumors he offed a few people back in the day, too, just like OJ?
He was certifiably nuts. He was AB before AB.
Huh. AB before AB.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, certifiable. All right, 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776 is the number. Oh, coming up later on this hour, another edition of Wikipedia.
Yeah, what's the genre today?
Today's genre is going to be conference championship football trivia. Let me see here. Let me peruse. I looked at
conference
it.
Championship.
There's some good questions in there.
It's like the history of AFC and NFC championships.
Oh, NFL.
There are no Patriots questions.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, there is.
It was a joke.
I'm sure they're all losses. I guarantee you that.
No. No, actually. No.
It's okay. Whatever. It's all good.
I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but, you know.
Well, don't give it to Pete.
No, don't.
It's not. It's a listener question.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good. We don't want to give Pete any Patriot questions.
Oh, I don't need.
It's not fair.
Do whatever you want.
All right, so we got
thing
that.
Isn't fair.
Bald Eagle doesn't like us giving that dirtbag mentions or airplay.
Yeah, we get that all the time. But
yeah, I'm sorry.
We do it because we make fun of him.
Yeah. Well, and he's right.
He doesn't get the show. I'm sorry. He doesn't get the show.
Now Joe Burrow has said that the cash Odell Beckham Jr. was handing out was real.
I've heard multiple stories.
So have I.
It looked real to me. And if so,
real,
that would be an NCAA violation.
LSU? Strip of a national championship?
Absolutely.
No, you can't strip it because it was done after the natty.
No, that doesn't matter. You're still an NCAA student. So as soon as you accepted that cash, you were ineligible.
That was after
the
game.
Whole season.
Next season.
Whole season.
Next season.
All time. LSU,
the NCAA, you never know.
They LSU could, has to vacate every win ever.
They may kick him out of the SEC.
Probably.
Wow.
Out of the state of Louisiana.
Amazing. All right, speaking of college football, Pete Shepard has a college football quiz around the corner.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And we're going to have a guest in studio about a charity coming up in town I want to tell you about. So we got all that. We will have another opportunity for another Sheeman Shepard cash grab. We'll try and give out the right word. And
no promises,
$1,000.
Though.
No promises.
No promises.
Do all that. So all that coming up, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Coming up this weekend on Saturday is the Run to Home Base Florida. It's a charity, and Armando Hernandez is the program director. He's with us last year. He's here now to tell us more about it. It caps off there at JetBlue, and it's a lot of fun and a great cause as well. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Very good. So, yeah, we were just perusing the weather for the weekend. Looks like it's going to be fantastic. And kind of refresh our audience. And by the way, we got all this website is right on the, or all this information is right on the front of our website at 993ESPN.com and ways to register. But tell everybody basically in a nutshell who's just driving around listening what this is on Saturday.
Sure. So quick background. Homebase is a nonprofit organization, right? And our mission is to help veterans, service members, and their families heal from the invisible wounds, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and all the things that are associated with those. This event is our largest and only signature event here in Southwest Florida, where we it is a fundraising event, and we try to get the community out there to really support it, really engage them and get them up to date on what we're doing and the impact we've had and all the veterans we've helped. And, of course, all the money that we raise from this event will stay here in Southwest Florida to treat veterans right here in our backyard.
And there's so much to this. Participants can choose from a 5K run or walk or 1 mile walk. Kids invited to run the bases. It all ends at home plate, right? No matter what you do, everything ends at home plate.
That's correct. Yeah. You come through center field, go down the warning track, go down third baseline. You get to touch home plate, and that's how the race concludes, run to home base.
Now, how many years has this been going on?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year. And, like, how many people generally have participated in this? And do you have a goal to hit a certain amount of people equaling a certain amount of dollars or any kind of goals like that?
Yeah, so our goal was to really get to about to raise about $100,000. Last year we had about 600 runners who showed up, runners and walkers to participate. This year we're projected to go a little north of that, maybe 750.
Yeah.
And so those are where our current projections put us, but we'd really love to have the community come out and a last-minute surge of support. And if we can get, you know, 900 to 1,000 runners, that'd be amazing.
You said this year you're partnering with Lee Health as well?
Yeah, so some of the stuff that we did this past year since the last time I was on was we already had a partnership with Lee Health, but we expanded mm-hmm. that partnership to work with our team up at Massachusetts General Hospital in the number one ranked psychiatric department mm-hmm. to bring world-class mental health care here to Southwest Florida. So we partnered with our colleagues at Lee Health over at the behavioral health system over there.
All right, so this event's going on Saturday. Starts at 8, is it?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, 8 till 10:30. Pre-register, if people, again, they could go to our website and get registered and all that. But if they walk up, can they day of?
Absolutely. You can sign up day of. Absolutely. Yep. The ceremony starts at 8. The race actually starts at 8:30. But you don't want to miss that ceremony. You get to hear some great, amazing general speak and some veteran testimonials of those who have benefited from the home based program.
And this is fun for the whole family. You got all age groups here represented, 11 and under, 12 to 15, 16 to 19, all the way up to 75 and up. So it doesn't matter how old you are.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, and it's a great event. The weather's always great. It's a day at the ballpark. We'll have the concession stands open. You can, you know, eat food. We'll have some music, some live music afterwards to hang out at the park. So it's a great day.
That sounds good. Refresh my memory. How did you get involved in this, Armando?
So I was actually a senior at Florida Gulf Coast University. I was an exercise science intern, mm-hmm. and I got an internship with the Boston Red Sox for spring training for their strength and conditioning staff. Mm-hmm. My supervisor, who is now their head strength coach, his name is Mike Roos, who's a combat veteran, introduced me to home base at the time. And home base said, at that time, was saying, you know, hey, we're operating solely in Boston, but we want to come to Southwest Florida. What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And so as I graduated, they brought me on the team, and when we launched that program here in 2014.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you're giving out awards, top male and female overall winners, top male and female masters winners, top male and female grandmasters winners, top male and female senior winners, and top male and female military winners. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. We know the running community, you know, they would expect nothing less, and so we're trying to perform for them.
Yeah. Taking a look around the room, could either of us go out there and run? What do you think?
You can walk. I mean, you can walk.
Yeah, you could absolutely. I believe you guys could do the 5K, you know, mind over matter, but if you don't want to do that, if you don't really want to test yourself, and I understand that, then you could definitely do the 1 mile walk. That's a fun event, and that's why we did it, because, you know, not everybody is a runner, but most people do support veterans and veterans initiatives, and so we thought that's a good way they could do it.
And everybody that participates gets a race medal, a picture at home plate, which is awesome, and the finish line, and a t-shirt, right?
Yeah.
And a beverage.
Provided by either, you know, Airmark or the Fort Myers Brewing Company, and we also giving out hats this year as well, so you get a hat.
Wait a minute, what kind of beverages we got? I mean, can he be sipping on a vodka at home plate?
But I think the adults can get a beer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they can. They can, absolutely. Fort Myers Brewing Company, shout out to them, and they'll be providing that for us. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got that, you got a great event, you got ballpark, you got music. What else do you need?
See, I'd work out more if I knew I could finish it off with a nice tall Coors Light at the end instead of a bottle of water or something.
Yeah, this is like real beer. Not like that. I won't say it. Water that you drink.
Yeah. Armando, are you involved with this personally all throughout the year? I know this is your big signature event every January, but are you involved with this 12 months out of the year?
Yeah, I'm here full time. This is our big signature event to raise awareness and to raise money, but we're here year round delivering these programs, delivering strength and conditioning programs for veterans. So very similar to what a Red Sox player gets as far as a strength coach and dietitians and all that.
Yeah.
We do that for veterans year round, in addition to delivering the mental health care and just providing them the services that they deserve.
Mm. It's fantastic. Any funny stories over the last 4 years that have happened, or 3 years that have happened that, interesting, or any celebrity types ever show up last second? Maybe ex-players?
I don't know. We haven't had any, you know, really funny stories. I don't know about specifically any ex-players in the past. I do know that we were actually at JetBlue Park today. Our friends over there set up a BP session, a batting practice session for a bunch of the veterans.
Yeah.
And some of the guys came out.
That's
and
awesome.
Steve Lyons was saying, you know, hey, this is so cool what you guys are doing. I'll see you on
Saturday. Steve Lyons in town?
Yeah, he was here for fantasy mm-hmm. camp, I think. Okay. And so he said, you know, hey, maybe I'll see you on Saturday. So I don't know if we'll come out or not, but I'd love to have Steve come out and
That's great. Yeah. Done shows with Steve before. Great guy.
I used to work with him at another network.
Yeah,
called
he's
Psycho Steve Lyons.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all know why. Never lived down pulling his pants down at first base. He's a great guy.
Got traded for Tom Seaver in 1986.
No doubt about it. All right. Any other information we got to get out to people right now while you're on with us here?
You know, you can check us out at homebase.org/SWFL, or if you want to learn about the run, it's runtohomebaseflorida.org. And, you know, we're here and we're delivering world-class care to our veterans who deserve it. And, you know, reach out. You know, if you know a veteran, that's the one thing I will say is, you know, the veterans of this era, you know, that suffer from post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury, one of those signs and symptoms is isolation, right? They're not going to go out. They're not going to be on social media and those things. So it's hard to reach that population. So what we're trying to do now is say, hey, we're not saying, hey, are you a veteran? We're saying, hey, do you know a veteran? Because we need your help to get that veteran out of the dark. So.
What if you want to, and you can also, again, you can go to 993ESPN.com and you can register. And if you can't even go, you can still donate even if you can't be there. But there's also a way to volunteer. Are you still accepting volunteers?
Yeah, we are still accepting volunteers. We're very fortunate. Some of the JROTC kids from around the community stepped up. And, you know, so we got 40 or 50 of those guys coming out to help us volunteer. And so we're still taking more. We could always use the extra hands. And
it's great.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who works at Hertz just texted me. Was there this morning watching with the Lions and the Oil Can.
Oh, yeah. Oil Can was there.
He's a bigger character than him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, those guys are awesome.
Yep.
Well, Armando, it's good to see you again. And let us know what else we could do for you. And we wish you guys the best of luck this weekend.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us, guys.
All right.
There's Armando Hernandez, the program director. Run to Home Base, as Pete said. And I said, you can always check out our website, 993ESPN.com, for more information on how to get yourself registered for the event, to help out, and to volunteer as well. So that is always good. That's a lot of fun. Good event out there. And a lot of success grows each and every year. I should have asked him if he had inside scoop who was going to be the new skipper for your Red Sox.
I don't think so. Not really the time. And, you know, too soon.
Too soon.
Although I'm sure that was asked today by everybody else down there. So I'm just, you know, it's gonna come up. Now, whether they want to talk about it or not, they're not supposed to talk about it. Nobody's supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Somebody will talk about it.
Well,
eventually.
Very good. All right. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. I know you had another college football quiz we were going to get because we were talking some LSU earlier today. The big news there, Joe Brady leaving the LSU Tigers to go to be the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers. And coming up in a few moments, we'll also have another edition of Wikipedia where we'll have AFC and NFC Conference Championship trivia. All right, do we want to do our quiz now?
Yeah, a couple things. LSU wide receiver, as Chris mentioned, Justin Jefferson, he's going to the he's declared himself for the draft. And also, the top landing spots for transfer quarterback Derek King. Remember from Houston? Remember what a year he's having, all that, what he went through?
Yeah.
So,
well, somebody else decided, all right, we're going to just bail on our year here and redshirt, even though they were like seniors or something, and they were going to promise to come back next year, and then they're not.
So the leading candidates, LSU, Miami, Florida, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Oregon.
Seems like Arkansas is in the market for a quarterback. Everybody's name, Felipe Franks, everybody who's like an eligible quarterback, it looks like they're swinging by Arkansas to see what's up. Is it
Brandon Allen this year was their quarterback, right?
I think so. Sounds about right.
Allen was the last name.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Ryan.
No, it wasn't Ryan Allen.
I don't know what you
Come
mean.
Come on, that was funny.
That was funny.
That was funny.
All right. Oh, all right, man. We got time for your quiz, or we need to do it later?
We got time. We punch it up.
College football quiz?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right.
I'll be the judge of that.
Time for a quiz.
Well, yeah.
Do we have sound effects?
This is a quiz.
Oh, shoot.
Hold on. He's not ready.
This is almost a quiz.
They're getting back and I deleted some stuff.
We could just skip it and go right to Wikipedia.
No. Too early. We got 3 minutes that we're going to wait for Pete to find this quiz.
Too early on this show has never been said before.
Never.
All right.
Did I move it?
You must have moved it or something.
All right, I'll start it off. Who won the national championship?
No.
Clemson.
No.
LSU.
LSU. Ding, ding, ding.
Red.
By the way, I won the Jeopardy GOAT edition amongst the three of us.
That's right.
Ken Jennings won, so you both owe me a sandwich.
Oh, don't I didn't watch sandwich. It. I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, really? Sorry.
So it's over.
Did you just spoil it?
That's all right.
He taped them all.
Usually I watch it this morning, but I got caught up on Aaron Hernandez. You were sleeping, so it didn't matter.
I missed it. Yeah, I was going to watch it last night.
I didn't write down sandwich bet, so maybe no sandwich
bet. I didn't
think
it was a sandwich.
No, I got a win on the pigskin picks.
What?
I got a win on the pigskin picks.
What do you mean?
I got a win on the pigskin picks because of this.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It's not pigskin picks.
Okay.
You're still like last. You didn't update your numbers.
I got it.
Oh, you didn't update the board. The board's not. I thought you updated it earlier this week. I got to update it. Yeah.
I never update the board.
Right, I'm going to do that during a commercial.
I update the games on the board.
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one. Here we go. Ready?
1-3 for 1-4 for me. Just let the record show.
What did I have? Same thing?
You were 1-4. Pete was 2-3.
All right. I'll update it.
It means I'm back on top.
No, you're tied.
You're tied.
It means I'm back on top.
You're right. You're right.
So come down to the Super Bowl tiebreaker.
We can go to break.
Yeah, we're out of time. We're out of time for the quiz.
We're out of time.
You're out of time.
What's the quiz?
You goofed around so long.
I
looking for the quiz.
Find it. We'll do it at 5:00.
Really?
Really? You can't find it?
I got it now. I have it.
Let's do it. How long is it going to take?
Not long.
Let's do it.
All right.
Who cares?
The LSU Tigers have now won 4 national titles in this storied history: 1958, 2003, 2007, 2019. Obviously, Joe Burrow was the starting quarterback in Monday night's win. Can you name the other 3 quarterbacks to lead LSU to national titles?
I know I was at one of them, and I can't remember.
Danny Etling?
No. They'll give me the year. It's either 1958, 2003, and 2007. I'll just give you 1958.
Hold on,
you're not
going to
get it.
Yeah, give me 58 because I'm not going to get that.
It's not Billy Cannon, although he did throw the only touchdown pass.
No, he was a running back, yeah.
Yeah, but Warren Robb was the quarterback. But 2003 and 2007, do you know?
Was it Mock?
Matt Mock.
Matt Mock.
Matt Mock. Good job. I was at that one.
And then 2007.
Maybe that was the one I was at.
Man, I've gotten. Was it Les Miles or Nick Saban?
Les.
07.
Yeah.
I've got no clue on 07.
Any guesses, Craig?
No, swing and a miss.
I'll give you. Made his bones on a Sunday night against the Patriots in a losing effort for the Green Bay Packers.
Matt Flynn.
Everybody.
Yep.
Was that against the Patriots?
Well, yeah, but he was quarterbacking. He won the championship for LSU in 07.
No, I know.
Yeah,
but
it was. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was against Detroit.
No.
I always thought that game was against Detroit.
It was against Detroit.
No, but he lit up the Patriots, even though they lost. Green Bay lost, but he came in and played his guts out at the last second.
Not that Monday night game or whatever.
I thought that was the Sunday night game against Detroit at Lambeau where he threw 6 touchdowns.
He did that too, but I think he came in his first action was Favre got hurt, and he came in for him and did an unbelievable job in 2007.
And turned it into lots of money.
Yes, he did.
All right, we got time for one more, or are we done?
That's all I got.
Okay.
One more what?
I never know with you. I don't know.
It's 3. I gave you 1.
Usually things you do are much longer. That's why we have the list music, too. Okay, we're good.
I'll go back to Pete Shepard's list last summer, the 100 things we're looking forward to this college football season.
We're going to have one of those.
It was June.
We need one of those.
Was it June?
I don't know.
Late June, July.
Yeah.
All right, but now it is time for Wikipedia. We are looking for caller number 9. It's brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill, and we've got the Ballpark Festival of Beer tickets to give away. Did I say it right today?
Nailed it like a split hog.
Nailed it like a split hog? Never mind.
Yeah, it's a saying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Said no one ever until 4:44 this afternoon
You're
on our show.
You're absolutely wrong. It was said in the
movie. Like a split
it was
hog.
Said in the movie Talladega Nights.
Really? I love that movie.
You nailed that like a split hog when he gives grace to baby Jesus?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, man, you made that prayer your.
Does one split a hog like and nail it down?
I don't know. I'm just taking what Cal Naughton Jr. said in the movie.
All right, I'll give you that. Nevertheless, we are looking for caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN.
Great movie.
239, I agree with you. 239-337-3776. Caller number 9, Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Real Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Here we go. We welcome Steve from Fort Myers. He was calling number 9. Steve, how are you?
What's up, Steve?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. Steve, how old are you?
I'm 55.
And right. What do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
All right. All right. Let's see. You know how this works. The first 1, 2, 3 correct answers is the winner, and you get to go first. NFL Conference Championship trivia. Your first question, Steve. What is the only AFC team to have never played in a conference championship game?
AFC, never. I'm stumped.
Pete Shepard, you care to take a guess?
Wow, the only one that's never a C. Everybody in the West is the Raiders have, Kansas City has, Chargers have.
He's going through the whole list in his head.
Bengals have.
Start in the South.
The South, hang on.
Start in the South. It's one of 4 teams.
I guess it's Tennessee.
No.
They played in a Super Bowl.
The Houston Texans have never been in an AFC.
I'm thinking Houston Oilers, and they won 2.
No, that's the Tennessee Titans.
I know, but it isn't a Disney.
That's a tough one.
Bunch of hippies.
All right. Pete Shepard.
What?
Your first question.
Yep.
What is the only NFC team to have never won the conference title?
You want to say it or should I?
Bleep both of you.
The Detroit Lions.
That's correct.
That's harsh.
I'm sorry.
You don't give that. It's a question to the presenter.
A lot of joy put in that. All right, we move on gracefully.
That's rough because I'm a Lions fan, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Welcome aboard, Steve. Welcome aboard.
I know. It's a rough one.
All right. This is for Steve. What is the only team to play in both the AFC and NFC championship game?
Would that be Seattle?
Yes! That would be correct.
Right.
Yay.
All right. We have a heated 1-1 tie. Pete Shepard.
Yo.
What is the only team in either conference to win 4 straight conference titles?
The Buffalo Bills.
That is correct. That was a layup. All right, Steve.
That was a layup.
Your chance to tie.
He's still mad about the last question.
Still mad
Steve,
about
what quarterback has won the most conference title games of all time?
Brady.
Yes, he's won 9. It's ridiculous.
That should have been Pete's question.
That should have been, but we didn't give it to him on purpose.
It's going to be something anti-Patriot in there.
We have a heated 2-2 tie.
Mm-hmm.
That was pro-Patriot.
No, I know. I said, but there's got to be one in there that's...
Oh, okay. I got you. Right.
Here's Pete Shepard's question. Mm-hmm. If he gets it, he wins. Which NFC team has won the most conference title games at home?
Boy. It's either one of two. Boy, this is tough. I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys.
That's incorrect. Steve with a chance to steal the win if he can tell you which NFC team has won the most conference title games at home.
49ers.
Yep, I think so.
No? Incorrect.
Ooh, that was my second guess.
The 49ers can tie if they win on Sunday. The Washington Redskins
have
won 5 home conference championship games.
That's going to be close with Dallas.
All of their conference championships have come at home.
Fantastic.
How about that?
How about that? All right, we're still tied at 2.
Yep.
Next question is for Steve. Steve, your chance to win outright. Yeah. Who is the AFC trophy named after?
Oh, it's that Kansas. Is it the Lamar Smith?
No.
Close. Oh,
Lamar Hunt. Lamar Hunt.
Close. It's Lamar Hunt.
Such a good
So we close it out with this.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard.
Yes.
Pete Shepard for the win.
Yep.
Who is the NFC trophy named after?
I always forget this one.
No.
I do.
Because the Patriots can't win it.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Hallis? It's Hallis.
I need a first name.
George.
That is correct. Pete Shepard is a winner. 3-2 in a heated battle.
George. He won.
It was close.
Good job.
Steve, that's all right. Stay on hold. We'll take care of you with surprises. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. And hang in there with the Lions. Just like me.
All right, yeah. I have been for 50 years, so I might as well.
Me too. That's right. All right, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. All right, that was it. We went through the list.
Mm, good questions.
Those were good questions. All right. Let's see. Spies Like Us has texted in. Hey, you guys see Stephen A. Smith's last radio show is Friday.
Yeah,
yes.
We've been talking about it for a while.
We get a memo on those things like months out. So, yes. Anyway.
I thought those were excellent questions by me.
They
were good questions.
Good job by you. What are you eating in there?
Snickers.
What do you got a bag of Snickers for?
You guys remember Karen who hung up?
Yes. Yeah.
She dropped them off for me.
Really?
For me.
Why you? I was Snicker boy yesterday because you wanted to change my personal.
I bought you a Snicker.
You know what
this is? This is karma. I buy you a small Snickers bar. I get a whole bag of mini Snickers sent to me.
What does that blue sticky pad say?
It says, thanks for the beer tickets. I couldn't stay on the phone yesterday because I was at work. Smiley face, Karen.
Wait a minute. I thought Karen gave up because she didn't want to play the contest.
She did.
But in reality, it was
because I got a bag of Snickers. I'm fine. Okay.
Her boss was coming around the corner. Probably she had to hang
up. Karen is just fine in my book.
Those are mini Snickers.
They are. They're delicious, too.
You going to share?
One right now.
Like to have one.
You going to share?
Yeah, you can have one.
One.
Yeah, one. I'll even half one. I'll split with
They're just the best.
They're not bad. Oh, he's sitting there eating them right in front of me. All right, I'm sending this to break. Coming up, I'm sure a 5 o'clock hot take or two by me. The 5 o'clock hour is upon us. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.